Informal Discussions with the Jan Chuchin in Vietnam, January 2018. Recorded and edited by Jonathan and Sarah. Speakers include Sarah, Tham, John, Sun, Vincent, and Nguyen.
The word of truth, each word. So it depends on if you would like to argue, please, so that we can talk more about it. For example, seeing, no one knows that it's breaking world, arising and falling all the time. What is left is like fantasy world, like when Sarah said. Just thinking, condition, fantasy about people and thing and airplane and everything. Yeah. How can all these conditions, such thinking, memory?
I was talking to Achand about the commentaries of the Satipatthana Suttas, because in one part we read that the people of Kuru, they talk to each other, and they ask each other what kind of
what is the awareness of?
Yes.
What kind of reality?
Well, what kind of Satipatthana are you practicing? Something like that. And when you read that part, it can be misleading, because people think that that means that they choose one particular object to practice.
And then, or even by natural development.
Accumulations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not the way they talk about what is object of your Satipatthana.
Right, right. Yeah.
But they can talk about more understanding.
Different.
Yeah. What is more apparent now, visible object, sound or feeling.
Or just talk about whether is there seeing right now.
Right.
So, and the thing that we ask about what is the object of meditation.
And any part of the Satipatthana Sutta can be misunderstood. Mm-hmm. It is the idea of self, whichever part we're in, it will be misunderstood.
Right. But because that part is in the commentary, so when we read that part of the commentaries, you know, other parts of the commentaries make it very clear that only with understanding that it can be awareness of Satipatthana. But when you read that particular part, like people wonder, why is it wording in that way? Why do they, instead of saying, are you familiar with different objects of Satipatthana? They ask, what kind of Satipatthana are you practicing? So I would like to know if you know the Pali words for that part.
I would have to check those Pali words, but I think it's just like I remember one time in India, Ajahn said to everyone, oh, what object is most apparent? Nina said, oh, visible object is so difficult, but sound is more apparent or
just
easier
like that
to understand. And someone else said, odor or something like this, or just different accumulations, just talking about different realities.
It can be that they just talk about not what object is your Satipatthana
today. But if you can find the word in Pali, it will be easier to make it clear that, you know, the translation is misleading, for example.
Danger of attachment to sensuous object. Otherwise, who can think about developing samatha? Because they just enjoy the beautiful scenery and what they like, and they think that that is samatha. But actually, one has to understand clear what is meant by samatha, because it does mean that as soon as Buddha said about samatha, we know that it's here and there and now, impossible. If we ask when is samatha, they might say, well, before asleep or something like that. It depends on their thought.
So when we were saying earlier, first one has to understand intellectually what samatha is.
But not by one's own thought.
That understanding takes actually quite some time to develop. It's not just a matter of reading the definition and oh, I understand what it is, because it means actually.
It has to be very clear understanding between the difference of the samadhi and pasati.
Right.
Useless to try to concentrate, see, without understanding the difference between the two.
No, knowing a calmness is about more relevant than knowing concentration, isn't it?
No idea and understanding about prasati at all.
No.
Just think about concentration all the time.
Well, that was the point I brought up. In the Visuddhimagga, it's referred to as samadhi, so they think it's all about concentration.
But you see that it's about sila,
yes,
samadhi, and panya.
Yes.
And as the samadhi is one-pointedness, when the development develops on and on, the object is more clear because of the one-pointedness.
Right.
So panya to see clearly.
So Ajahn is saying that as samatha is developed, the subject matter becomes clearer because the concentration is also being developed. But the concentration gets developed naturally as the calmness is developed. So it's the calmness that is the defining characteristic of samatha, not the concentration.
So the concentration is go along with the,
yes, yes,
the calmness.
Right.
And because concentration can be wholesome or unwholesome too, so if someone just tries to concentrate, then it's unwholesome concentration that's being developed.
So people just think by themselves about the teachings, not study carefully. That is the word of the Buddha. No one can just read and take it as one thing.
If you read that section in the Visuddhimagga, at the beginning, it says that the concentration for insight is something different. The concentration necessary for insight is dealt with in the section on panya.
But whatever is dealt with even in the section under samadhi, actually it is the object of insight because it's part of the Buddha's teaching. So even when it's talking about the attainments of different kind of jhana, it's,
yes,
still as object of insight.
Yes, jhana as object of insight.
Because whatever reality in the end, whatever conditioned reality in the end, it has to be understood as object of insight.
Yes, well, to my understanding, it's talking about the development of samatha by the person who is also developing insight.
Right. And when it talks about seeing the danger of attachment to sense objects, so even from the beginning of when it is samatha bhavana, there is the beginning of seeing the danger of attachment to sense objects.
Otherwise, no idea about developing samatha.
Right. Otherwise, cannot be any bhavana. So it's not like just any moment of wise reflection or
just one
death or something, just odd one or two moments.
Just want to have samatha is impossible.
No.
Because it has to be only the person who really see the danger of attachment to sensuous object all day, and how to have more kusala, more than ordinary ones.
Not just moments of wise reflection with calm, it has to, for it to be bhavana, has to really see the danger.
And what about the seven pochanka? What are they?
Seven pochanka.
What is the panya, samadhi
are factors of enlightenment, right?
Enlightenment factors. Yeah. Panya, samadhi, virya must be pochanka, sati pochanka.
It says here that concentration is of two kinds, mundane and supramundane. And then it says the method of developing paths is included in the section on Panya. For in developing path understanding, that is developed too. So we shall say nothing separately here about how that is to be developed. So that's what it says at the beginning. There are seven factors of enlightenment. One, mindfulness.
Sati.
Two, investigation of states, Dhamma,
Vijaya.
Three, Virya.
Yeah.
Four, zest.
Piti. Yes, I thought piti was.
Five,
Pasadi.
Six, Samadhi. Seven, Upekha. Dhammavichaya is a designation for
Panya.
Insight into Narayana Rupa. Pasadi means
calm.
Tranquility both of consciousness and of the mental body. Equanimity, Upekha, means mental neutrality, tatra majatata. Not neutral feeling. Yeah. Mindfulness but ensures that the two groups occur in balance, neither exceeding the other.
Okay, so both calm and samadhi are both jhanas.
Right. So they're different.
Yeah.
They're different.
Highway.
Are you interested in samadhi?
Mm.
Everyone's interested.
Yeah, interested to find out what it is.
There is samadhi now. Each moment.
Yes.
Are you interested in practicing samadhi?
Sometimes.
And the purpose? What's the purpose?
The purpose is to have more with somebody. I think, yes, I know that now, it's the wrong view, but.
But still, there is
the
accumulation
to
do.
Yeah, still to have the idea to think about that.
Yeah.
On that way.
But you cannot lead to understanding anything when it's just concentrate and want to have more concentration.
Pleasant states, pleasant mental states.
Yeah.
Really?
Attachment to calm.
Yes.
Yeah. Special powers.
No.
Want to be the calm person?
Yeah.
Yes. Want to be the wise person?
But what makes it calm and wise?
Yeah.
But now you know that that is only the one.
Yeah.
Really, the attachment to that. Wise and calm cannot come with the willing to have that.
Right. So Ajahn Sun understands in theory that wanting to practice samatha is not right, is wrong view, but he still has a strong accumulation to do so.
To do for what?
For what use? What is the use?
That's why, like we said yesterday, the wrong view has to be eliminated gradually.
Yes.
Still the idea of I can concentrate or this is the way.
And also not seeing the danger in the wrong view. Practice.
And yesterday in the discussion, or the day before, when Jonathan was explaining that how actually there cannot be any selection of an object and one cannot focus on an object because there are just dharmas that are conditioned. And then he was just pointing out that actually in the text it's referring to those who attain very high level of samatha when an object is chosen by the master or something like this. And I said to him afterwards, oh, maybe it's better not to mention choosing an object, because people think, oh, in the beginning no choosing, and then there is choosing, so easy to forget about conditioned dharmas. Do you have any comment about this?
I think that actually no one can know the other's accumulation.
No. Especially not at this time.
Or any time.
Any time. Except for the Buddha can know. It's very pretty here.
Yeah, beautiful.
And I think that some teacher knows the accumulation. It cannot be just accumulation, but the way one speaks and does. So he has the idea that this person has inclination of such and such accumulation as Charita, but not exactly.
No.
And only that person only can know.
Yes.
So I think that by thinking about the Charita of the student, maybe he gives some
suggestion. Like if someone gets a little bit irritable, maybe some suggestion of metta or something like that, that's all.
Yeah.
But actually, no.
Not be taught.
Choosing or no controlling or no, because it will depend whether the conditions for the student to reflect wisely on that object or something.
Like, you know, Kunjurjan cannot have milk.
Yes. So it's a suggestion, have try this food and not that one. That's all. Yes.
For example, the person who is easily angry, they should think and see the benefit of metta.
Yes.
Just like that.
Yes, see not the value of being friendly to others.
Only from the student's behavior and speech it can tell whether what kind of
charita
accumulation latent tendency.
Like when one's talking to a child, one will make a suggestion.
Like Julapantaka, the teacher cannot help him at all, only the Buddha.
Yes.
He might try to talk about many subjects for him, but it's not the understanding.
No, it's just like if someone gets jealous, one may talk about the value of mudita or something like that.
That's why the this word doesn't work at all for Julapantaka except the Buddhas.
Even though the very wise, even the other arahats cannot help.
Like it just touching the cloth, but it does mean that that can bring about understanding. But the accumulation of that person in the previous life about hardness and softness, and understand that.
Only the Buddha can
and
know
other
that.
Conditions, like why it's white or rag or cloth, it depends on Buddha only. Who knows? The complex of the accumulation.
So if someone in daily life like has some wise reflection on death or metta, and there is some understanding at that time, but it's not really seeing the danger of attachment to sense objects, so one cannot say it's samatha bhavana, just moments of calm with understanding, that's all. Is that correct?
Yes, like before enlightenment, it depends on the person accumulation to think about or know about the anicca or dukkha or anatta.
On the point about the arahants and the Buddha's smiles, Jan mentioned to me that when there are roots, when there is panya, and then there may be smile with understanding, but when it's some obscure subject, like maybe thinking about the past lives, then citta may be rootless, ahetuka, no panya, but just so there may be a smile. But it's hard to understand how there cannot be panya.
No need to have panya.
No need for panya. Yeah.
Because it's just the story about the past or something unknown.
Right.
Just like just thinking
when,
about
now when it's smiling, nobody knows the reason.
No.
What is the thought about
right. it? Right. But no need for any panya at those moments. Yeah.
So the
and no need for aloba or adosa or anything.
Right. It's like really when Buddha walks and Ananda is behind.
Yes.
And he sees the
smile.
And the what you call radiance.
Yes.
From his smile.
Yes.
So he thought, what's the reason for his smiling?
Yes.
And he asked him, why, what's the reason? And he just told about
just some thought about some past life or future life.
When he passed a place where once he was there.
Yes. Just like a memory of that place. And for the other arahats, the same can also have the asitupada without.
Yes, but not as we know, like the object, like Buddha.
Not as the same kind of object.
We don't know.
No.
Because about Buddha can recollect so many lives,
yes.
But for them, we don't know.
If they had attained jhana, maybe some recollection, or but not so much.
And he said that object is not known by the others. Like when Anya Kuntanya became enlightened, it's known. When Buddha said Anya Kuntanya, he has enlightened. So by his word, the other know that the piti is there.
But the others, the other arahats, can still have asutupada smile without without any roots.
Depending on conditions.
On some object.
Depending on objects, which nobody knows.
Yeah.
But when the object is known, it's with panya.
Yes.
Seeing the situation that it is object of panya. Mm.
It's interesting. When it can be known by others what the object is.
When it's known, it's accompanied by
panya,
and no panya, it depends.
Mm.
But for hasitupada, nobody can know.
No. Have any idea what the object is. But for the Buddha, he can, like for the other arahats, if they have some object without panya, then he can
something before he became
just
enlightened.
Just some recollection or something. But usually we would think in that instance that the Buddha would have panya at each of those moments, but
not always.
Not necessary.
Because who knows the object of smile?
And still
hidden.
Still so manasa and piti.
Well, one thinks about funny things. One can condition smile. Even it's a past.
Yeah. But usually for us it would be with loba, but for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think of the funny
instead
thing and smile, but no loba.
Like Ananda, once he was very poor. Just one penny or something like that.
Mm.
It's hidden under the wall, and then he just walked very happily to go to get it.
So just remember.
One knows.
I see. That's what he thinks about.
But it can condition smile.
Smile, yeah.
It's like anyone smile, who knows.
So it can still
have humor or think of a funny thing.
No.
Think of funny thing, but without lobha.
So
interesting.
For us to imagine.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine. Because for us, always lobha.
It can be about comparing the previous life and this present life. So, at the time, he was once so-and-so.
Now it is like
the camarada. It's understanding, no matter in what language, reality cannot be changed. And when there's understanding, even though it's broken English or anything, it's all right. Okay. Helping the others, just the point.
One just starts with the basics.
One word at a time to really understand who's the Buddha. Otherwise, no interest. It's just like any meditation center. Exactly, no understanding at all. Just walk and sit and do what he told. And that cannot be the word of the Buddha. Never. He is the enlightened one. How could he teach such things? Impossible. Just learn the word somewhere from Tipitaka and then think by one's own understanding, which is wrong for sure.
And when one thinks about the others and their needs and helping, one doesn't think about whether one has the right words or whether one's English is good or not, or whether one can explain. One just helps with metta and then little by little.
Yeah. Even in my own language, there must be thinking a lot in order to really understand clearly what is meant. Because it's just explained in Pali terms and then translated in Thai, but the reality is there. No matter in what language, one can understand better when there is considering more.
Because you see the earthquake is
moving around, no understanding, like the blind. Why birth and death, and then birth again, and death again, birth again, and death again. But never be the same, because actually there is no one. And that which is no one is conditioned for the next life. Not the I, because actually there is no one. Only realities, kusala and akusala, which are just a moment of arising and falling away in succession, non-stop at all. And Buddha taught us to understand reality which is now. It has a reason, otherwise how can one know if it's not there? But we think to know other things, so never come back to this moment. So it's wrong because this moment is gone and gone and gone and gone, and there's no understanding of this moment. So how can there be understanding of anything? What about Panjati is clear now? Panjati? Jitta. Only that.
Right. John was just helping me about, because the reason I'm confused is if there are only Dhamma, because they are only Dhamma, right? Then why do we talk about concept Paccaya?
Because Dhamma does not appear as Dhamma at all if there is no understanding.
Right, right. So when we say the concept as Paccaya, it's actually the Nimitta. As Aramana, it's actually Nimitta as Aramana. No, it's not a mental image as Aramana.
So Aramana can be anything. It can be reality, it can be...
Right. No,
Nimitta, it can be concept. When it's concept, it's not Nimitta, it's not image. When it's concept, it's concept. So anything can be object. It just means that which is experienced. When you're thinking about microphone, that concept is experienced.
No, not Nimitta.
Oh, okay. Good.
So concept make a difference.
Right.
Start from now. What is now?
What is now? Thinking.
Is it real?
Thinking is real.
Does it arise?
Yes.
So what does it experience?
Object.
Object. What object is there?
For now, it's a concept.
So without the reality, can there be concepts?
No.
So there must be realities. So what is real is reality. But without reality, there is no concept and no nimitta. But there must be, as long as there are realities, there must be nimitta.
So,
like now, say, without nimitta, how can it make known as people?
Right. But Sarah was saying, when we talk about concept, that it's now really that
taking the reality for something permanent.
For example, at this moment of thinking about microphone, can citta arise without an object?
No.
No, so it has to have an object. So if the object is not reality or sign of reality, it has to be concept. That's all that's meant by Aramana Pachya. That's all that's meant by object condition.
So we can now really say concept make a difference.
Just its experience, that's
okay.
All.
Okay. Can this make any difference?
Can this
make any difference?
Yeah, what it's all about will be different.
If no one experiences it at all.
Right, yeah.
So it's a matter of citta, which is different. Not this is different. For example, heart that is heartless, no one take it for cloth, right? When there is no seeing, no thinking at all, it's their heart. No idea of cloth. No idea of cloth. So the moment of seeing has gone, and there are nimittas. And since the mitta is there, and citta experience that with taking it for something, and that is panjati. You don't have to call it panjati, just leave it out. It's only citta which thinks. Anytime it's panjati, it's citta which thinks. their own language. Like us, we speak our own language, but then from understanding of reality, that's why we don't use the same word like seeing, and then explain a lot that we cannot belong to anyone at all. So just once it's right, never to return in samsara.
So it's possible that that word already exists.
Because already
in any language.
But the meaning is different, like nothing, like people, like nothingness,
right,
or something.
Right.
Like even nirvana, they had the word
yes.
Nirvana even. Yeah.
Different
but
meaning.
Have different understanding.
Yeah.
Like the Thai, we have the word for rupa, but it does mean material reality.
It's about car or something like that.
Picture.
Or viveka for solitude or anything. Yeah. So one word at a time. So shape is just another word for sign, nimitta. Sign and form, shape and form. So form is just another word for details.
I think it's the same, shape or form.
Shape or form.
Exactly.
What about shape and form? No.
Two words.
So shape or form the same.
Because can you say they are different, shape and form?
Form. Well, this is what the question is, because she heard you talking about shape and form. So it's form, when you talk about shape and form, is it the same as sign and details?
No. It depends on the understanding of the listener, whether they understand by shape or by form.
I see, yeah. Just sign, you can just say sign, it's the same. Okay. And when we talk about, because I think it was Vincent who asked me, he said, oh, but what about the, and people get confused because they think of a conventional idea of shape, and Vincent said, oh, but sound doesn't have shape, and I said, yes, even sound has shape, it's just referring to the sign or the image of that sound, the nimitta. So is it better to talk about sign or shape or
yes,
same?
Everything arising and falling away
has shape.
or if you would like to say form, if you can understand by that word. Yeah. Even the Thai have not just one single word. Yeah, we can use different words.
And when we talk about shape or the sign, visible object, and because each visible object is different, so each visible object has a different sign or a different shape, and because there's the rising and falling way of different visible objects, so there are different signs, and then thinking about different...
That's why there are people, there are three, mountain, legs, table and things.
Yes, because of different shapes. So whatever is seen, it has its particular characteristics or its particular leading to particular signs. It cannot all be the same. That's why they're thinking about different ideas. And so then it said, oh, but if we say that every visible object has shape or sign, does that mean that shape or sign is seen? And I said, actually, you can only say visible object is seen, but the visible object has its shape or sign. It's each one is different.
So the main thing is not to think in words, but understand who can separate color from hardness and shape. Without color, can there be shape or form? So what is seen is just that which can be seen. No idea of any shape or form at all. Just a moment of seeing, see, and visible object is there. Otherwise, there cannot be letting go the idea of I see. Because when one say letting go, it does mean that someone is doing that. But it's right understanding which can understand that which now is hindered by ignorance all the time. So very thick, very sticky. No one can take that away from I see. But the understanding gradually from lots of Buddha's words condition a little understanding, little by little, even right now, the idea of it is seen. Has it come yet? Still, I heard about visible object, but still, what appears is not visible object only. So, see, so it takes quite a long time, and understanding is the only thing that can do.
And when you mention the idea, just what is seen as visible object, not yet the idea of shape, but actually the shape
limiter.
The limiter. It's not the concept, it's not the thinking about the concept, but it is experienced through the mind. Or so immediately after the visible object, there is the shape that is experienced. And when it's the development of understanding, it is understanding of the shape of visible object that is known.
Who can experience one single moment? Of who can experience one single moment of citta and cetasikas? Who's panya? Because you see that right understanding develops on and on, not mind whether now it appears with branch and cloth and on, but begin to understand, to think about that which is seen in order to letting go the idea of self in it, things in it. Otherwise, it keeps on something in it all the time. Then that is written. So we don't mind how much there is understanding about visible object, because it's a function of right understanding. It's not a function of I try when and how and where, but from hearing that it's only reality which can impinge on the ibis, we can see that no one can separate it from hardness, softness, and shape and form, because it arises and falls in split second. How cannot be shape and form from what is experienced? But understanding can develop little by little, no one will let that which is seen.
And
even the very highly developed panya, the panya vipassana dhyana, the panya vipassana, it's the sign of visible object, not just one visible object that is understood.
Nimitta already. Yeah. Only one that doesn't nimitta. Nibbana. So we understand why Nibbana doesn't have nimitta. It does not arise and falls away in second sweets like others. So it doesn't have nimitta. So in Tipitaka it says that rupa nimitta, vedana nimitta, sanya nimitta, sankhara khanda nimitta, and vinyana nimitta means all. Everything. It's only nimitta. It's like magic world or fantasy world. Nobody, but the story comes. Right? Many, many things, many, many stories about this and that. It keeps on going by sankhara. There was no computer, and then there. Now, computer and things will keep on going more than this. From thinking, from seeing, hearing. Condition each moment. No airplane in the past, but now it's very common. Just have confidence in all dhammas are anatta. Otherwise, the atta must take one away from the truth right now.
So we can talk about the nimitta of reality, but we can't talk about the anupyanjana of reality,
yes,
except only by thinking about them.
Okay, that is the gross nimitta. And what about the anupyanjana?
Yes. So
just like this.
Yes.
For what is here, nimitta, and the details is anupyanjana.
So this is also like the nimitta and upyanjana of each condition reality. So can we say that also because of...
When we talk about nimitta, we talk about general nimitta. But when we talk about anupyanjana and nimitta, nimitta is just the gross.
Yes.
And anupyanjana is the detail. For example, a bag. Nimitta is a bag. But what is there on the back? The brand name or whatever is anupyanjana.
And it's mentioned in the Nishtimata passage quoted.
The many, many passages about not grasping the
nimitta,
anupyanjana, grasping the details.
In one single jhavana process,
oh, yes,
both can be experienced.
What do you mean by both?
I don't know if that was about grasping. Yeah, about grasping,
yeah,
both in one jhavana process.
How long does a rupa last?
So fast.
17 meters.
And then fall away. No nimitta. Just one visible object, one particle which impinge on the eye base. Just that one. Can you tell how gross? Or how details is there? Not at all. So Buddha just thought about daily life as it is. From moment to moment, it's built up all the time. From just seeing to many, many ideas about...
Yeah. I think his question was from the way he read this quote, it sounded like there can be grasping at the same time to the... sign and the details, nimitta and upyanjana, to whatever is there.
The first process of seeing, can any citta know what is there as people and things? See, no nimitta, no anupyanjana, only one, but the condition, like one candlestick, if you just turn it around. It is not that we try to understand the word of the Buddha by thinking out, but what about now and how much it is understood? For example, now, do you know the anupyanjana of this? This is a spoon. So, do you know the anupyanjana of this? Read it.
Detail,
that is the detail, not at the moment you see.
So there's a sign instantly, but the details only later by thinking about what is there. But actually, it must be there, otherwise they couldn't be thinking about it.
And it's not the matter of word whether it's this or that. Mm. It's the moment. Whether what is known, even we don't know yet what it is, it can be the detail, but there is no understanding. Just one dot.
And one could say, like we were talking about, oh, seeing just sees, but seeing sees exactly what is there, so seeing sees it just as it is. Of course it cannot see, but it sees exactly what it is.
But I think that the best way is to close your eyes in order to begin to see that. Visible object is not that you can think about people and things. Because can you see people? See, that which is seen is just when you close your eyes, it's not there anymore.
As soon as the one's eyes are open, just as it is.
An element. Nobody. So each word of the Buddha leads to understand the truth of reality as no one at all. Otherwise, there must be clinging and ignorance from life to life. More and more. No way out of samsara. Non-stop. Not even a moment. But not the same one. Or its new one. So where's the I, the old and the new, all gone?
What comes first?
Nimitta first.
And then anupayanchita, and then
some people don't mind, they think just nimitta, no interest in anupayanchita.
But actually,
when you say nimitta and anupayanchita, it means clinging both to
nimitta and anupayanchita. Different ones.
Yeah. Not together.